think that people are well aware that alcohol contributes to many harms in our community. Everyone's aware of the sort of street violence. Lots of people know that alcohol is implicated in family violence issues, certainly escalates problems and leads to quite severe outcomes in too many cases. But when it comes to the long-term harms associated with drinking alcohol, fewer than half of Australians actually know that it causes cancer, it contributes to heart disease, that it causes liver disease, for instance. These are severe health conditions, and given that Australia has this massive burden of chronic disease, we need to actually be addressing some of these health risks associated with drinking. Even though most Australians drink moderately, overall we drink too much. And we found in this survey that when we put it to people that the World Health Organization says that alcohol is responsible for more than 200 health conditions, they say that they need to know this information and that government should be telling them in no uncertain terms what these health risks are.
Can't they find out themselves?
Well, obviously not. I think that this is similar to many other health conditions, be it skin cancer, diabetes, these sorts of issues.
But I'll play devil's advocate here, Michael Thorne, and to say no one's forcing them to drink these drinks. They're taking up the alcohol, and it isn't in their best interest to find out what the potential downstream effects of that might be.
Well, I think that applies to many, many things, like people speeding on our roads. But the problem is that the rest of us have to bear the burden of the adverse outcomes from that. This is a very significant burden on the taxpayer. It is a very significant burden on these people, these drinkers' families. It costs a lot of money to deal with the problems that are associated with drinking. And we're talking about not just really heavy drinkers. Alcohol, for some cancers, it has an immediate immediately increases the risk that that cancer can arise at some stage down the track.
26% mouth and throat cancer, alcohol misuse and stroke, 38% were aware of that link. You place a lot of the blame at this lack of understanding at the alcohol industry's door, and even your research suggests that people are of the opinion that the industry is deliberately downplaying the threats. What evidence do you have for that?
Well, there are lots of scientific papers actually show this, that when the alcohol industry is asked to explain the sorts of health risks associated with alcohol, they may concede this, but they bury it on their websites. They certainly are strongly resistant to the inclusion of health warnings on all alcohol products, something which the Blewett Inquiry from 2011 recommended. We still don't have prominent health warnings to pregnant women to avoid consuming alcohol during their pregnancies. There are lots of issues associated with the way the alcohol industry continues to want to market its product without actually drawing attention to these health risks.
And you think they can't be trusted to therefore warn us all of what the impact of their product is?
I think the record is pretty clear. You can't trust these multinational corporations, remembering that most of the alcohol produced in Australia is owned by foreign companies. You can't trust them to actually put the interests of people's health above their commercial interests.
57% of those surveyed thought the alcohol industry had too much influence with governments. Either way, a big chunk of Australia looks still to be drinking to get drunk, according to this information. Your organisation, of course, exists to help prevent the harmful use of alcohol in Australia. Is this a disappointing result for you?
Well, it is disappointing because since we've been asking this question, the proportion of people admit to drink deliberately setting out to get drunk has increased over that 5 or 6 year period. Nearly 6 million people admitting that they drink to get drunk on at least one occasion during the year, and about 5% admit to drinking to get drunk at least once a week. Puts not only those drinkers at risk, but also the rest of us. And the message is clearly not getting through about these problems. Yes, people kind of understand that there's a risk associated with consuming alcohol, but when you consume the alcohol and you are intoxicated, your ability to assess what the impact of that drinking on others is totally diminished.